Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. Lance still in Burma or somewhere like that. Where is it?
Marfa.
Oh.
But I'm leaving literally right after the show. I would have left yesterday, but it's just too far a drive back. My wife climbed to the top of the tallest point in Texas at the Guadalupe National Park. So 8,700 feet. Took 6.5 hours. You know, she's just an endurance athlete. That doesn't sound like a vacation. That's, you know, she also runs marathons. And, you know, I'm more Ricky Waters. For who? For what?
Right, right.
That's what I like to ask. I know you're with me on this one, too.
I've climbed to the tallest peaks of Houston, which is Wildcat,
yeah.
Yeah, it takes like 4 hours to get
to
the
top. Well, that's in a cart, too.
Yeah. I'm not going
to
walk.
It's when you finally get to that hole. It's like, what, 17, where you hit up into that kind of blind shot up over the.
Yeah, no, 16 green might be it. Hard to tell because it's just.
Well, did you climb there or did you ride a cart?
We kind of rode a cart and drank beer while I was doing it, but okay. it was a lot of the same. It's the same kind of thing that she did.
And shout out to our boy Chris Solis. He did it too. Soli went up there and that's his thing. He's trying to hike 52 hikes in 52 weeks this year. That's his challenge. Ever since his dad passed, that's his goal, is he just wanted to do that. And shout out to him. He gets out every weekend and does it. He's got 6.5 hour hike in the heat is not easy. 6.5 hour heat walking. You know what? Sitting down in a chair 6.5 hours. Have you ever seen how sore you get when you drive for 6.5 hours? Like, oh
yeah,
man.
No.
My hips are. Yeah, you get peeing, you know,
and
hurts.
Everything else.
Yeah. I mean, so then imagine walking up a mountain for 6.5 hours
and carrying all that beer and then.
Yeah. Well, they were carrying water, but yeah, beer for some people. But yeah,
God, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. This story.
No.
It's
my
6.5 hours up, then it's six hours back, isn't it?
So my wife doesn't like any ledges, like mountain driving, anything that doesn't have a railing around it's not the best thing. You know, if you've ever driven in mountains and there's not a railing and you just know that, wait a minute, one false move and I could just go tumbling to my death.
Right.
I just choose not to think about it when I drive. Well, she is not fan of it at all, and she was climbing, and she got to like 200 feet away and shut it down at first, and Solis goes, well, I gotta keep going. And then she told me later, she goes, and then he sent somebody back when somebody was coming down, said, hey, it's not super scary, because she got very scared of this ledge, and it's not that bad. And so these other people who were headed up, she like walked with them and she was good and she made it to the top. And first thing she told me is, can you imagine? I bought a shirt before we even started that said, I climbed to the top of her, you know. She said, I would have had to wear that shirt in shame or never wear the shirt. And all I could think of was, God, she had finished 200 feet short.
Right.
I would have never heard the end of it ever.
That's how I feel when I wear my Coors Light shirt.
Yeah.
I got a couple Coors Light shirts, and I feel like, you know what? I've done my part. I've climbed to the top of Coors Light Mountain,
well, she was saying
of the Blue
she
Mountains, and
yeah,
I feel good
she
about
couldn't,
it.
She couldn't wear that shirt if she didn't make the climb.
Right.
I don't think we have any fears about you making the climb to those mountains.
No. Well,
and
I was scared. I was scared. What if
Coors
Light. Someday, you know, the city runs out of Coors Light? What then? You didn't see how the torrential downpour yesterday.
Man, I'm hearing about it. My kids.
It was bad here.
That bad? And like, yeah, it's raining all the time. So is it going to stop this week?
It's supposed to rain again today and tomorrow. And I think then Thursday we're going to finally not. And then it'll rain again. But we're supposed to get some days that actually some days without rain in here someday, sometime soon. But I was, because of that rain, that torrential downpour, I wasn't able to fix the tire on my car. So I had
you
a towed.
Pee Wee Herman again? Were you?
No,
did you ride your bike in?
My wife drove me here. But so because I had it, it's at, I brought it to the Greeks right there on Bissonnette and Avenue B. The Greeks picked it. Well, I didn't bring it so much as they picked it up on a tow truck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's because I would have had to change a tire.
And oh, you can't do that.
Everything that goes along with that, you know. So that would have been just way too. AJ had to take me home yesterday because he's got a pickup truck and he put my bike in the back of it. And so
that was a sad day for you.
Well, yeah, I wanted a ride home, but I'm telling you, it was.
AJ gave you a pump?
No, I got one at home. I just didn't. Before I left, I didn't use it. You know that.
But he's like he gave you a pump home, like you were on the.
No, I don't know why you keep saying a guy giving another guy a pump. Why do you say that?
Well, it's like that's when you.
So you said it like six times yesterday.
When you take a bike ride home,
that's not a pump. It's a bike ride. And you pump the tires. You pump air into the tires. That's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why you keep saying guys pumping guys?
No. Did you ever hear about that when you were a kid? When somebody sits on your handlebars or on the spokes on the back, you give them a pump. Like you ride.
No, that's not what I never. We never called it that.
What it's called in Texas. Okay.
No,
Chicago maybe had a different name. That's what it's called in Texas. Dell's not from here either. He's bi-coastal.
Well, he's bi-coastal curious, right? Because you're curious about Miami teams. You're bi-coastal curious.
Not that curious. He's making that up. No one says.
No one says giving you somebody a pump.
713-780-3776.
No.
The city of Houston will put you both in your place right now, whoever's listening. And if no one's listening, that's on you.
Give you a pump.
Because I leave.
You give somebody a ride. Here. Sit
what does
on
that
the handlebars.
Mean? Not when you have a bike.
You know what? You know what sucks? Sitting on somebody's handlebars.
A ride home is called a pump in this city.
When you get a ride on a bike. Yeah, because
you don't give somebody a pump.
You know you pump someone's tire.
Yeah, you put pump air.
Bring somebody on immediately. Bring somebody on immediately.
Just answer one of them, Dell.
He's answering.
Well, I mean, just pull it up.
Tell that intern to stop doing.
Hello. You're on the air. Who are you?
Hey, Julian is definitely a pump.
You don't give somebody a pump.
Somebody gives you a ride on a bike, that's a pump.
Okay, what is it? Is it
you got pump, John.
Is it a pop or a soda or is it a Coke?
That's
a trick question.
You either get on the handlebars, you get on the back on the pegs.
No, I'm talking about,
pegs or the bars,
Do you ask for a Coke or a pop or a soda when you order a
drink? How old you are.
Coke.
You order a Coke. Well, what if it's
from Texas?
Well, what if it's what if you wanted a 7-Up?
Too bad 7-Up.
Did I say 7-Up? But it's
Coke. 7-Up's
like, hey, different. You want a Coke? What kind do you want?
No, it's not a. Well, hey,
yeah,
you want a Coke? What kind do you want?
Yeah,
it's,
it is.
You want a soda?
You're treating Coke like it's Xerox. Like everyone,
like it's a like,
everyone
calls
like Kleenex.
Hey, bro, you want a Coke?
Yeah.
What kind do you want?
No,
Julian's right.
All right, let's get Robert in here. Robert, this is dumb. Hey, Robert.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm here to help Lance. I'm 55. Back in the days, we called, when you give somebody a ride on the handlebars, we called it a pump.
That's
right.
It may legitimately be the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That is the dumbest thing ever.
Keep those lines
I'm
lit
not
up.
Letting in. Don't let me know. I'm not from
let
here. Any man, I got rides home. You know what? When I was California, Florida, we got a ride. Yeah.
I gave somebody
give me a ride.
Ride
home.
Here,
no,
give
don't
me a
give
ride.
Me a pump.
Yeah.
Well, that's why y'all have y'all's tax rates.
What?
That doesn't make Florida
here,
has
have no tax rates.
What?
So we go up
what?
Pumps.
Florida doesn't have state tax. What are you talking about?
Y'all have alligators and bath salts.
You have snake.
Everything on
you
both
have,
coasts.
You have you have hurricanes here and snakes. Whatever. Everyone has an issue. All I'm saying is no. Body, when I was a kid, ever told me, hey, I can give you a pump home. You know why?
Because
you get smacked in the face.
Yeah. You're going to give me – watch this. Watch this pump I give you.
Florida also has Jay. And Jay is – we don't have Jay here, the Haitian gang leader. We don't have that.
Get Lamont
I'm
in
seeing
here.
If, I'm get seeing Lamont if Del knows that
Lamont
reference
says
yet.
Pump too. Then you know what?
That's probably true, but don't give me
it's
a pump.
It is wrong.
I'm giving me a ride.
Lamont.
Say, man. Pumping, I mean, that was a common thing in Houston, man.
It's common.
In Texas. Hey, man, give me a pump home.
Give me a pump home. Yeah, how do you not know that in Chicago?
We don't give each other
y'all
pumps in Chicago. We ain't
don't
punks.
We don't take the L in Houston.
We ain't punks. We don't give pumps.
Punks.
Oh my!
Yeah, calling you a punk if you're getting a pump from another.
That's right. You said if you in Chicago, if
y'all buy jeans,
if Chicago,
each other.
If you say I want a pump, they call you a punk.
If you're getting a pump from another man, yeah. John is calling you a punk. That's what he's calling you.
If you buy jeans for another man.
Well, John doesn't buy jeans.
Do
that's his buddy.
I don't do that.
Hey, that's in his crew. He co-signs for
All I hear is a lot of dudes deciding they want to give other dudes pumps. That's all
wrong.
I hear.
You're wrong.
Little kids. That's little kids. No grown men.
Stop
saying
that. I asked
John if AJ gave him a pump in his truck.
That's what you – so you think it's a grown man thing
that's
still.
That's what it sounds like.
You're wrong for that. Stop saying it.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah. Well, let's change that culture here.
Either you give me a ride or you don't. You're not giving me a pump.
Yeah, I want a ride. Sit
John
on the handlebars. And you know what?
John just said, let's change that culture.
We're changing that.
It's toxic is what he said.
It is toxic culture. Stop saying that stuff here. All right?
Okay, we get it. It's a pump. We understand. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
But still.
But I don't want to hear it no more.
Neither do I.
Is that my man, Forrest? Forrest was in. Pull up Forrest. Hey, Forrest.
You don't want it with Forrest either.
Forrest, you there?
Hey, this is your friend. This is your friend, Forrest, John.
Hey, Forrest, you don't say that, do you?
No pump. No pump.
No pump. Thank
Where's
you.
He from? Where's he
Who
from?
Says pump?
Kentucky?
Says pump.
No,
where's he
grew,
from? Kentucky?
Remember, I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Oh, you grew up. Yeah, see, we don't say that stuff up north. We cultured.
We don't say that stuff on the West Coast either.
No, on the West Coast, on the East Coast, you know what? We cultured. That's
Do y'all know
Texas
are Texas by heart? Okay, no.
My kids,
so next,
hey, my
move
kids,
on to the next
kids
one.
My kids grew up here. They never said pump.
See?
That's because you didn't raise them right. Texas are Texas. All hail the
I'm out.
Bye, Forrest. Thank you. That's my man Forrest right there.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Stop saying that around here.
Ooh, that's terrible.
We got some Deshaun news we're going to get to on the other side right here on ESPN. 97.5. Thank you. And we just changed an entire
no, we didn't
culture
change anything.
Here
no,
in the
didn't.
City of Houston. Thank you to us for this first segment.
Our intern, who's from here, said he's never heard it before.
Never heard
That's
of it.
That's because his parents didn't raise him
That's
right
because,
either.
You know what? These kids today, they cultured. Like unlike you people.
Oh, yeah.
All right? They're you must cultured. Be old man giving each other pumps.
Yeah, Cam
these kids
said, never
don't
heard
do
it.
That.
Never heard of it before.
Thank you. Good night. 712 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk right now about
John Clay Wolf.
John Clay Wolf, that's my man. John Clay Wolf.
He a punk?
He don't say that. No, he ain't going to say something
like
that.
Ask him. Ask him.
I will ask John Clay. He ain't answering. So here's the deal. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. That's my man, John Clay Wolf. And listen, my friend John Clay Wolf, is going to set you up. Listen, the car industry right now is crazy. You are getting more for your car than you've ever gotten before. And where do you get the most for your car? Right now, you get it at GiveMeTheVIN.com. It's not even arguable. Because he says, show me the deal that you get from your dealership. Show me the deal that you get from CarMax. Show me that deal, and if I can't beat that deal, then I'm going to give you $100. So, listen, he will beat it. And you know what? That extra $100, $200, or sometimes thousands of dollars that he'll give you more for your car, well, guess what? That's money in your pocket. So don't go to the dealership or CarMax without being armed with what you can get for your vehicle. And then John Clay Wolf, no matter if CarMax will give you more, guess what? You come back at John Clay Wolf and say, listen, they're giving me more. Here, I want more. And John Clay Wolf will say yes, or he'll send you $100. How about that? So you know you are armed with the best deal you can possibly get at GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. I'm looking at a couple of things that we missed yesterday, I think. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Rockets taking a 3-2 lead over the Warriors with Eric Gordon hitting that huge three. And the Rockets winning at 98-94 and then going on to losing the next two games. That was 3 years ago. And also what we missed yesterday, Lance, was the anniversary, the 11th year since Jose Lima died.
Oh, yeah. Man,
37 years old.
Actually, I think it was 2 days ago because that's when Alan Reed put it out. It was either yesterday or 2 days ago. And you know what's funny is it may have been yesterday. I think I told you this story. When I was in town back in 2019, I was going back and forth a lot to L.A. because Daniel Jeremiah had just taken over for Mike Mayock's job because Mayock, you know, just suddenly became GM of the Raiders. So I had to do a lot of stuff that DJ had been doing. So I was flying back like every week, flying back there, doing a show and coming back. And so one of the things I found out during that time, actually like 2018 and 2019. So remember now, I'm in the offices at L.A., and this also happened at the Combine in 2019. I found out how beloved Jose Lima was from all the Dodger fans. Like, all the Dodger fans and even Daniel Jeremiah is a Padre fan. When I started telling them some Lima stories, and then DJ always makes me do the imitation. Like, he'll make me do a Lima imitation on a podcast. He'll ask me a draft question. Is what would Lima say about this guy's coverage ability or whatever? So, but anyway, they love Lima in California too. The Dodger fans absolutely love Lima. And they love. I sent them the audio of 250 plus tax, and so like the highest executives at NFL Network will just every once in a while just send out an email to about five of us just says 250 plus tax. Like they love that story. I sent it over to them. And so I sent him.
We got to play that someday. Out. We need to play that.
Yeah, I've got it. Yeah, I'll bring it in.
Yeah,
I've
got it we got to play that someday. That was Lima when he was in the minors, and he didn't have any. You know, he was so poor, didn't have anything to eat. He found a girl. She was big now, but she worked the counter at what was it? Ryan's Steakhouse.
Ryan's Steakhouse.
And he used to eat for free. So he ended up moving in with her.
I couldn't speak English. I just said, oh, yes, I like you a lot.
I like you a lot. She was, bro, she was big. She was 250 plus tax.
Bro, I said, was she good looking? Bro, she was big. 250 plus tax. That's it. And her kids call me Daddy Lima.
Yeah, she had a kid.
She was in a trailer park.
She had a kid. And the kid was calling him Daddy Lima.
Daddy Lima.
Poppy Lima. Whatever.
Daddy Lima. And then she got fired for letting everyone eat for free.
Yeah, then the whole team
like,
was
the
in
whole
there
team started eating for free. She got fired. He's like, oh. Like, did you feel bad? He goes, no. And I was on to AA. That's when he also told us, he goes, I was the only black guy in West Virginia in the city. Like, we have
Lima, but Lima, you're not black.
John told Lima he wasn't black. Oh. What? Oh, in West Virginia, I'm big time black.
That is so true. Miss Lima, 38 yeah. years old. That is just a shame. You know who else I'm going to miss?
Man,
I'm going to miss Ryan Finley. That's who I'm going
to
miss.
Oh, man, thoughts and prayers to the Finley family. They come over. So here's what I tell you what. I'm starting to get impressed with this Nick Caserio guy. Some of the moves he's making. Who has the intelligence and who has the feel for the draft where he says, you know what, we're going to give up our sixth, get your seventh, and we're going to get Ryan Finley too. And I'm like, man. And then when they cut him and you realize, so he was able to turn a sixth into a seventh. that's some magical stuff going on right now with Nick Caserio. He was able to trade multiple picks to move up twice with two different, you know, with Nico Collins and Garrett Wallow or whatever. This guy, he hardly has any picks, and he's moving them all for Garrett Wallow and Nico Collins. And then he was also able to take a sixth, turn it into a seventh. I mean, it's all still better than Bill O'Brien.
And get nothing because before training camp, they released the guy. So big ups getting that moving back to get a Ryan Finley who you cut before training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah, big ups. But yeah.
Feeling that. Well, I'm feeling that move, guys.
Well, that's just well. I mean,
Hold on. Here's my question, John. Are you expecting Deshaun back now?
Hell no. No.
Okay. Well, you go from four quarterbacks to three, but in real life, you have two: Jeff Driskel and Davis Mills.
And Tyrod Taylor.
Oh, and Tyrod Taylor. Oh, yeah. They had.
You
five
have four now. You have four.
Never mind. They had five. Okay.
Yeah. So now you got. But you found out that Jeff Driskel is better than Ryan Finley. Okay, All right. And you got him for free. You didn't actually. How about this move, though? You were able to get a Jeff Driskel, and you didn't even have to give up a draft pick. So we're getting better. We're getting better at this.
He learned from his mistake.
Yep. Yep. You were able to get a guy that won't get on the field, and you didn't actually give up a draft pick.
Well, to be fair to them, it was simply a pick swap, John. They moved down in the draft to acquire Ryan Finley. So did he really give up a pick?
Well, he gave up draft position, yes.
Draft positioning.
Yeah.
Why are you giving up draft positioning for Ryan Finley?
That's, no one knows that answer. I mean, only in the mind of Nick Caserio can
you
find that answer.
Why are you making multiple trades for Garrett Wallow?
And he won't tell you. Multiple trades for Garrett Wallow.
Multiple trades for Garrett Wallow. It's you know what? I want this guy to be successful so badly. I want him to be so much. I want him to be such a sharp, smart guy. And you know what? That's just the Finley thing didn't need to be done right away. You know, and even if you do it then why do a Driskel thing? They watched him for two phases. So this is called phase three. It's coming up now. So you have phase three is what it's called. He went through the two phases and they cut him. They saw the first two phases. So like you said, John, he didn't even make it to camp. Now, the Patriot way is also admit a mistake and move on. And while I respect it, just don't make the mistake. Stop doing things like giving away any draft positioning for a four-string.
What were the chances that Ryan Finley would have just been cut at some point? You could have signed him that way. Why did you need to even trade for him?
Well, you had to get him in here right away.
For what?
So you could cut him early before camp.
There's a real possibility that Ryan Finley would have been just there for you.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, but we don't want to. Yeah, but we don't want to do that. We're taking over. We got the same mindset as Bill O'Brien. We're not doing stuff like that.
So does it give you confidence that he'll get the Deshaun trade right?
Well, I think I do. I do. I think that he knows the value. We'll find out what the value is. He'll find out what the value is. Apparently, just a couple of days ago, the story came out. They're still not taking any calls on Deshaun Watson, and rightfully so. This is too early. But they did pick up, and there's another story, Jerron Christian. They did pick up the left tackle from Washington. He has been less than stellar, but the story out there is that the Raiders and the Dolphins tried to claim him, but the Texans claimed him, and they brought him in here. We'll see whether or not he was a third rounder a couple of years ago for Washington.
Good athlete, came out of Louisville.
He's had injuries.
Not great work ethic when he came out. Yeah. His O-line coach beat him up a little bit. I don't know. I'm not. He does have some athleticism. I mean, he's a guy that you have in here, and he competes for OT3 or OT4. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, what did we give up for him? Did you have to give up a fourth?
No, they just no. You didn't
or a
give
third.
Up. No, they just claimed.
Was it a pick swap, like a third, fifth?
No, it's a claim off waivers. That's what it is. That's what.
Oh, okay.
So now you've got Tunsil, Howard, Marcus Cannon, and Jerron Christian at tackles. So we'll see how that plays out. Probably, you know, whatevs. And then there's Deshaun not reporting, still wanting to be traded, but the word on the street is that I think that the league is probably going to make the decision for him. If he did want to. And the thought is, at some point, he should report. So then he finds out his fate here. He finds out whether or not he's going to be on the exempt list. Because if he doesn't report, he's going to just start to get fined. So the smarter move would be, come in here, report, and then the commissioner sends you home. And that you don't get fined for all of the time that you're missing, right? I mean, that would be the smart move for Deshaun.
Right.
So he's not going to be on the field at any point. The commissioner will just say, no, until your problems are solved, you just go home and sit, and we'll put you on the exempt list, as opposed to him not reporting and then and getting fined by the team and having to pay that back at some point, even though he's got absolutely there's zero chance that he'll play for the Houston Texans, I think, on both sides. He doesn't want to play for them, and I don't think that they'll ever – the Easterbees will never let him back in that building, right?
The Easterbees?
Well, that's what I like to call them, the Houston Easterbees.
Oh.
Is there a new logo?
Well, it's – should there be a new logo on the helmets?
Nope.
Okay.
Think about it.
Do we go from the bowl to a cross on the helmets?
I mean, if he had his way, possibly.
Possibly.
You could put a cross on the bowl somewhere.
You could do that. You could do that.
Well, how about
instead of the star eye?
How about a silhouette of a crip walk?
Oh, because
Easterby does have that in his background.
Does anybody crip walk into the stadium when they're doing their team?
No.
Okay.
No. How about this? Replace it with just a fish, because you've already
Justin
got the red.
Justin Reed.
He does not crip walk. He does not crip walk. He's maybe the least likely.
You know what I'm saying? One fish, two fish.
No, I don't believe any player.
I don't want
will
you
do
actually crip walk. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to actually do the crip walk because that is actual gang activity. I just want to use a gang reference as a joke.
Because oh, okay, I'm Jack. In gotcha. A room full of black people.
Right. So I got to talk like that.
Right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know
hey,
what I'm saying?
Maybe I got a pocket full of stones. You know what I'm saying?
So,
Jack, stones means crack. You've got crack in your pocket? No. No, what? Stones is crack?
What?
Yeah, I mean, Jack, you need to get up on what your rap references are.
When Jack says, I know some of you guys leave here and go hit a lick. Jack, you can't say that to the people.
No, Jack.
Hey, every day when everyone's walking into camp for the first time, you know, hey, welcome to the trap. Y'all are in the trap, man. What's up? I can't believe you made it to the trap house. Jack, this is not a trap house. Stop saying it's a trap house. This is just a practice facility. Quit trying. These players aren't going to respect you more because you call the practice bubble the trap house.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so Deshaun, that has been decided. Deshaun is not going to show up for the OTA.
Man, Deshaun, you're looking thick. Look at Deshaun, man. Deshaun is looking thick. What's up with that, Deshaun? What's up with it? Okay, then. No, stop saying he looks thick, Jack. Just stick to giving, you know, your speeches at churches with kids, you know, with youth minister stuff, and stay out of this other stuff.
When we come back, the Texans made a list. Not a great list. Not a great list. But they made a list that one of the Texans, anyway, made a list that's just not all that attractive, if you want to know the truth. But right now, we're talking about my peeps over at Chastain Ford. Yesterday, Patrick, he was listening to the show. He said, don't worry. We got, you know, Ford. It will come and they will actually come to your house and they'll fix your tire, John, so we can get that done. And I was like, thanks. You know what? I knew that Chastain Ford could save the way. Here's the deal is Chastain Ford has a mobile unit that goes out and fix. Now, it's mostly commercial right now, but they're going to move into the retail where they can come to your home. If you've got a vehicle that you can't move or whatever the case may be, instead of towing it, they can go there. But it's not long away where their mobile units are going to be out on the street and actually fixing cars wherever they are, which was unbelievable service. But the service is second to none at Chastain Ford. I'm telling you this right now. Just sent my nephew's car, his truck over there, and they were fixed, and they fixed it beautifully, and it was a difficult job, and they got it done. They got the job done. You can get that job done, too. Here's what you know when you go with Chastain Ford, that you're getting the best in service, the nicest people, and you're going to get the best deal. I'm promising you this. So service is second to none. Even if your vehicle was not bought at Chastain Ford, they'll fix it for you. Even if it's not a Ford, they'll fix it for you. They are unbelievable. So if you're looking for the best in service, but you're also looking for that great price, you go to Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown, or ChastainFord.com.
This is ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports.
I'm in love with the go-go. I got it for the Lolo. I'm in love with the Coco.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. So, Lance, if I told you that there was a story out there, most overpaid and underpaid at each position in the NFL,
okay.
Where do you think a Texan would land?
Well, I think Zach may be on the overpaid list right now. But no, I think the league, I think people who don't watch games and don't realize how many tackles he makes. Like six,
yeah, no, he makes, he's up there in the league lead all the time.
That's what I'm saying. They would know, oh, well, he makes a lot of tackles. Yeah, like 8 yards down the field.
But that's all right. He makes a lot of tackles.
No, that's not all right. That's not worth money. Anybody, see, that's called replacement.
Well, but he's not even close to the most overpaid on the team.
No, but I'm saying, oh, you mean just on the team.
No. So at the position in the NFL, like, for example, the most underpaid quarterback in the NFL is Lamar Jackson.
Right, right.
And the most overpaid quarterback in the NFL is Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, I'm telling you, I think Zach Cunningham belongs in a conversation right now for overpaid. I think his contract kicked in. He's making a ton of – he's making a lot of money. If I'm saying the Texans are going to hit the list somewhere, they might have Laremy Tunsil up there.
They do not have – no, because Laremy Tunsil plays good football at the
very least. What I thought. I'm
underpaid
just
offensive tackle in this list is Garrett Bowles, and the overpaid is Cam Robinson.
Yeah, okay, but there's no Texan. You only wanted a Texan, right?
Yeah, there's a Texan on this list.
Okay, hold on. Let me think. It's not on the offensive line. You told me it's not at linebacker now. Oh, Whitney Mercilus.
Now, see, outside linebacker, they've got here, let me go through. It's often outside linebacker, the most underpaid is Hassan Reddick, and the most overpaid is Von Miller.
Hassan Reddick, okay.
Yeah, Hassan Reddick is underpaid.
So it's not Whitney?
And no, it's not Whitney, it's Von Miller.
And there's a Texan on the David Johnson.
Nope, it's not David Johnson.
Who the hell? I mean, they don't have expensive.
Well,
there's nobody
I'll
else
tell
on
you,
the D line. There's nobody at corner that it makes money.
It's just going to make sense. The most underpaid wide receiver in the NFL is DK Metcalf.
Hold on. Let me guess. It's going to be the kicker.
No, the most underpaid wide receiver is DK Metcalf. The most overpaid wide receiver is Randall Cobb.
Oh, yeah, I guess so. He's not paid a crazy amount, though. But
here's
yeah.
what – well, for his production, many of Bill O'Brien's personnel moves were questionable before the Texans fired him last year, and Cobb is among them. Seemingly on the downside of his career, O'Brien still gave Cobb a 3-year, $27 million contract. Cobb will count nearly $10.5 million against the cap this year, but he played only 10 games with 441 receiving yards in his first year with the team. Randall Cobb hits the list. Congratulations to our Texans. There are, of course. Oh, wait. Don't say that, Bill. I didn't say you sucked. I just said congratulations to our team. Your Dolphins made the list a few times, though. Underpaid, Mike Gesicki. Overpaid, Austin Hooper from the Browns.
Shout out to me who had Gesicki as a highly rated tight end when no one else did. Because they don't know, they don't recognize the tight end talent that I do.
Can you just, you have to always pat
That's
yourself
cool.
on the back? Yeah. Is that what it is?
Well,
now?
When people come after me because Mike is sicky, he can't even block. That man is an indoor volleyball player. Hmm. He's going to jump. He can sky over everybody for touchdowns.
Oh, I didn't.
Now look at you.
Now look how you feel. How do you feel
now
about
look
yourself
at you. Now look at you.
So underpaid cornerback.
Sorry, soft ass Austin Hooper lovers.
Whoa. Underpaid cornerback is Jamel Dean from the Buccaneers. Overpaid, Byron Jones, Dolphins. You agree, Dale?
He's on the other side of Xavier Howard, maybe the best corner in football.
So that's tough.
Yeah, it's tough for Byron getting paid all that money. The problem is one of those guys is fine with his money. The other one isn't. And the bigger issue is the better player is not good with his money. Xavier Howard would like more because Byron Jones is the guy getting paid more, I believe, now. So the Dolphins are going to have to come to a decision.
Yep.
Probably not going to re-up Xavier Howard. They may trade him before anything else.
Or pay that man his money.
Well, they've paid him quite a bit, and he's still under contract. The problem is he wants more.
Well, then he should leave. He should tell the city he wants to leave. That's what everybody's doing.
Or they might take care of that for him.
Aaron Rodgers wants out. He told the team, and he wants to get – actually, he's been telling – apparently, last year he was telling guys, let's all get together somewhere. Apparently, Odell – yeah, apparently he was telling opponents, hey – Let's do what the NBA does.
He's Victor Oladipo?
Let's go.
In the middle of games, he's telling people?
He's telling people, hey, we got to get together somewhere. Wherever I end up, let's go. Underpaid running back is James Robinson. Overpaid, you Cowboy fans. Zeke, congratulations to you. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Second contract running back.
Yep.
Rarely ends up good.
Rarely ever ends up good. So there's all of that. Texans out there.
David Johnson. By the way, David Johnson, we got him when he was a second contract running back. Sweet.
Uh-huh. No, he's not paying big dividends. Did you see his last two games?
Big dividends.
Yeah. By the way, we've got to give ups to Simone Biles, which we haven't done. Did you see her? Did you see what she did?
She didn't stick the landing.
Yes, she did. The Yurchenko double pike?
I saw when she tumbled off of it a little bit. She stuck the landing?
Yeah. No other female gymnast ever even attempt this thing. And Saturday night, at her first competition in a year and a half, she not only attempted it, she landed it. It is unbelievable what she did.
It's considered the hardest thing that's ever been done in that sport.
I know. The Yurchenko double pike. You want to talk about, I mean, how do you practice that, by the way? How do you practice that without breaking your neck?
I was
they
wondering
those
that
foam
stuff
pits,
too.
Right?
Do what?
Those big foam pits that they try.
Yeah,
on, right?
I guess even still. Holy crap.
That's what kept me out of gymnastic stuff is I was like, oh man, I could get hurt.
The Yurchenko double pike kept you out?
Yeah. Well, and how do you practice?
And walking. Yeah.
How do you practice?
That whole thing where you have to run up to that thing that you jump the pommel. What is it? What is that one? I forget.
The pommel horse.
It's the pommel horse, whatever it is.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know what it is.
But she didn't do the pommel horse. She didn't do the Yurchenko thing. I don't know what that's called. The vault, I think.
The vault. Lance, so when you're running up to the vault, you think maybe you're going to be in a boot? That's what stopped you?
The whole thing looks terrible to me.
Yeah.
The jumping off the springboard, the trying to go off the pommel horse, but I call it pommel horse.
But she does a backflip onto the spring, and then hits her hand, puts her hands on the vault,
the perfect place,
and then wow!
You hear this? You hear this toxic dude? Oh, she didn't stick the landing though.
Yeah,
this guy.
I mean, you know, I like people who stick landings.
She stuck it. What are you
talking
about?
I must have seen the wrong video. I'll give her a 9 out of 10. Cool.
Well, thanks for that.
Oh, wow.
I want it to look I want her. I'm driving her to be the best she can be. You can't just give people tens.
You're the
coach. Okay, and they stop.
Hmm.
I mean, if I put something on Twitter, it means I'm encouraging her.
I think you should go on Twitter, quote tweet the video, and go, I wish you would have stuck the landing, though, and see how that goes for you.
So the judges gave it a 6.6.
Out of what is it, 7?
Is it out of 7?
I don't know what it is.
I think it's out of 10, isn't it?
I don't know.
No, they didn't like it.
Well, because like Lance said, she didn't stick the landing.
So apparently they said, and in this story they said, the judges watching this majesty gave it a provisional scoring value of 6.6, not dissimilar to other safer and less impressive vaults. In other words, they limited the score Biles could achieve by limiting the value of her greatest work.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. That's what it is. The difficulty and obviously your completion of it will determine the grade. So they just didn't even give – they didn't give anything extra for
– No, for trying it.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, you suck. That's why, you know
– That's why what?
These judge sports suck. If you – as opposed to, you know, as opposed to something where you can score and you can – there's actual – I mean, you get judges who suck at judging. Like, how many times have we had controversial boxing endings or whatever? I mean, anything that's judged, it sucks. Simone Biles, that is unbelievable what she did. And the judges were like, 6.6. That's you, Lance. Did she stick it? She landed on her feet and put one foot back and then, bing.
It wasn't. That's not a stuck landing.
Oh, my gosh.
Guys, if she'd have stuck the landing,
then
she gets a 7. She gets a 7-0 or whatever the best score is.
How often have you stuck a landing just walking up onto a curb?
Just walking upstairs.
Millions of times.
How many times have walking upstairs where you haven't tripped
on the ones where you guys focus on the hard ones, on the level of difficulty ones, like being on a ladder on top of a bush. I tried something with a very difficult and I didn't stick the landing. I definitely didn't.
Well, you got a 2.3 on that on your fall. So
I didn't.
Carson wants to talk about Simone Biles. Let's get him in here. Hey, Carson.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My daughter's she's a level 9 gymnast. So I've kind of gone through this over the years. But that thing with Simone Biles, That was a triple full. They do an Erchenko into the vault, and then she did a triple full, which has never been done before. But there were some videos leading up to that where she was training, and her landing was basically the same, Lance. I'm with you on, you know, the step back, but it's kind of a minor deduction in light of the level of difficulty. But it's still amazing to see a human, especially a gymnast, do a triple full, which I thought was pretty cool in and of itself.
Yeah. I think I'm looking at a different one because, yeah, I saw a couple of them. I saw on the news that the triple full, which is unbelievable as well. She is just something. That is quite possibly, I mean, I don't think she gets near enough credit for what she's done in her career. I mean, Carl Lewis.
Is she considered the greatest?
She is, well, she is Houston's own, right? Carl Lewis that wasn't born and raised here.
He's New Jersey, but he's still Houston's own.
He's still a Houston's own, but because of the University of Houston, and he's been here. But Houston's own, born and raised, is there any athlete more decorated than Simone Biles?
No. Simone Biles is the greatest Olympic, most decorated. Okay, so if you say greatest Olympian, some people are just going to automatically default to Carl Lewis. And that's fine. I mean,
but
I was
born
huge,
and raised, it's Simone Biles.
Yeah. Well, once he well, but Dream's from Lagos, Nigeria. Dream went to University of Houston. He's Houston's own too. So I don't want to say that about Carl
Lewis. Okay, but
let's
fit it to born and raised.
Well, she was born in Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, she
hometown of Spring. Guess she grew up here.
Oh, she grew up here. Okay, then raised here.
She was born in.
Let's just say Olympian from the Houston area. Carl
Lewis is still number one. Then.
You still think so?
Yeah.
I don't know that he's more decorated. Remember, Carl unfortunately ran into steroid Ben, and then he ran into who was it? Who beat him after that? Carl had a great Olympics in 1984, but other than that, Carl did not have an 88. He ran into Ben on steroids, and then it was always, you know, he was good with long jump, but he just didn't win as many sprint events.
Carl
after 84.
Nine Olympic golds, one silver, and 10 world championships.
Yeah, well, he's track and field was, there's a lot of world championships. Right. Let's check Simone Biles.
Simone
because
Biles.
Because she's going to keep going, by the way.
Yeah, Simone Biles
has 4 gold medals from the Olympics and a bronze. And remember, she didn't get to compete in 2020. We'll see how she, in her only one, she won 4 gold medals in her only Olympics so far and a bronze. Now,
she's 24.
Yeah.
She's got 25 world gold medals.
Yeah.
Uy, coño. And she's 24 years old.
Well, she has 25 medals, most world gold medals, 19.
Ooh, you just caught a stray, Lance.
What?
How?
Someone texted us and goes, Lance couldn't stick the landing sitting in a chair in the video studio.
Bull crap. I'm doing it right now. Watch this. Listen to this.
There's no proof of what you're doing.
No, there's no
I'm just telling you, someone who has seen a lot of you in that studio says you can't stick the landing.
Listen to this.
No one can hear.
He's sitting in the chair.
Yeah.
You can hear this. I'm sitting in a chair watching.
Okay. 19,
you hear that?
19 world championships for Simone Biles. I don't know what a Pacific Rim championship is, but she has 2 golds in that. And an all-around World Cup, she's won that twice. But 19 gold medals in world championships.
27 gold medals total.
Yeah. That's sweet. All right. 745 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Art, that is uncalled for. We'll talk about it. What is uncalled for on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5.
Blue and red rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
A lot of people chimed in on pump, okay, pump or not pump, in the first segment. Tongue Jog Chris said, best first segment ever. It is pump. Cub fan Timmy disagrees. The great state of Indiana, we said, give me a ride. In Chicago, the animals said, give me the damn bike. And that was also, there were a lot of stolen bikes amongst the animals. I don't think there's any question about that. So the pump issue, Dell and I both are anti-pump. What you guys are pro-pump. But Art, Hannah McNair, she was given out, I guess they're giving out water yesterday in the rain, and she's got, I mean, they've all got full Texan rain gear. I mean, these these rain gear that they've got. I mean, a
she
giant.
She almost looks like a superhero.
Yeah, she does. She looks like she's. Like, yes. She's
got, it's got a cape on the back. Like, Dell, is that a Marvel? Could you see her doing some type of Marvel comics deal in that outfit?
I haven't seen the outfit.
Well, you take a look at your Twitter. I mean, Art sent it to us, and I'm going to I'll retweet it. But, Art, so they're giving out water, giving out food or something, whatever they're giving out to people, drive up, people in need right now. And
doing a good thing.
And Hannah's out there in her rain gear. She's looking good in her rain gear. Yeah, she does like look like some kind of superhero. But she's about to put a bag in the back of a Kia. And Art says, Hannah's first time touching a Kia. Shout out to Hannah for facing her fears and for her grit and determination. That's Art. That's just probably is the first time she's touched a Kia.
I mean, you don't know the type of life she's led. But I would say that's a brave woman.
She is brave for touching a Kia.
She doesn't know where that Kia has been.
No one knows where that Kia has been. That's unfortunate.
And
though. Why is Hannah in the middle of this when it's just?
Well, because Art is a fan of doing this particular thing with the Texans or any rich person. I do appreciate her out there, but I would say that's a cheap superhero costume. It'd probably be, I don't know. It'd be the worst superhero costume of all time.
With the giant Texan logo on the front?
Who wants to promote that?
What kind of
that?
Superpower does she have if she's a Texan?
What's her name? Mrs. Mediocre?
No, she has the ability to make poor trades.
Captain Mediocre.
She can see a trade and change it into a disaster at any time.
She's not stopping any bad things from happening.
No.
She's causing them.
Is she a villain?
No, she's that one superhero where everyone's like, Captain Texan is here.
Wait a minute. Okay. Who's Homelander's? No, she's not Homelander's girlfriend.
No, she's not the Nazi from The Boys. No.
What was that character's name?
I had to figure it out. But no, she just, Captain Texan Stormfront, is here. Yeah, Stormfront. Captain Texan is here again? Golly. She'd just be made fun of and you know, they'd make fun of her husband. He'd have he'd have a superpower too that no one thinks is really super. It would be the worst.
I don't know why. I think I dreamt about Cal being dumb last night.
Dreaming about Cal?
I don't know. It was just like I was just disgusted when I woke up. I was just disgusted with the whole thing. Goodness gracious! It's just a shame. Our team's such a joke. It's just a joke now. Just awful. I just want to read you guys something that's inspirational. Okay. Actually, this is what Phil tweeted out after his win.
Oh, Mickelson.
I've failed many times in my life and career, and because of this, I've learned a lot. Instead of feeling defeated countless times, I've used it as a fuel to drive me to work harder. So today, join me in accepting our failures. Let's use them to motivate us to work even harder. You know what? That is the way to look at a failure. I want motivation to work harder and be better.
I was looking at the earnings for winning the PGA. I think Phil
2.1 million.
2.1. I'm going to need you to stop talking about your failures to me, okay?
Well, he has had plenty of failures.
I'm sure he has, but
in the game of golf, it's hard.
It's mostly failure. I get it. But coming off a $2.1 million weekend, I'm going to need you to stop talking to me about failures.
Well, this is a triumph, but you did have failures that fueled it.
Understood.
Dell, use all your failures.
You spend, let's just say, what did he spend? A round takes how long?
A round takes in about four and a half hours, five
so
hours.
So he spent about 21 or so hours over 4 days, and he racked in $2.1 million. I'm going to need you to stop talking to me about your failures, okay?
What? I mean, it's important that we learn from our failures, from our mistakes.
You think Phil inspires people?
Phil does inspire. That's inspiring, isn't it?
No, it sounds like something Jack Easterby
wrote
for
him. Like Lance, if you trip over a curb, you learn from your failures. Next time, you step a little higher.
You step a little higher.
If you're physically incapable because you've got that
next time
foot?
you're putting your ladder up on a bush, okay?
That's just a poor – why you put a ladder on top of a bush where it's not stable in the rain?
And the
area you're trying to unblock that, you know, is 12 to 14 feet high is offset by 2 feet? None of that made good logical sense.
No.
I just said, yeah, I could do this, probably.
And then when your son offered, you know, to stabilize that, yeah, you said, get out of here.
Get out of here, kid. I don't need your help.
You know when they tell you one decision could have lifelong consequences? It's like when you're getting that sex ed talk and they tell you, if you make a wrong decision, it could be something that changes your life forever. Lance made that bad sex ed decision. Now he's got shoulder herpes for the rest of his life. You made a bad decision.
I wish I could do that one over. I'd have a little bit better range of motion in my shoulder. I can shoot shots. I could swing a golf club.
Really no
stuff,
proof of that.
There's really no way I can't do backstrokes anymore.
Was that something you did quite a bit, backstroking?
No, but if I wanted to, I can't now. That's the thing. That's what I'm saying. If I want to backstroke down the length of the pool, it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm. No one can do that.
If I want to.
That's Lance's superpower. To be able to walk.
He would be on par with whatever Captain Texan superpower is. His superpower is the ability to allegedly know the exact time he's going to get someplace.
Yeah. That's the worst superpower.
It's a terrible superpower.
Mine is to be able to pick the exact size of the container for leftovers. No, honestly. All kinds of different container sizes, and I pick
these. That's a real thing. That's a good thing. That's a real thing. My ability to tell you exactly what time I'm going to get somewhere is a real thing. Dale,
he has no superpowers.
Good power? Nothing. Nothing. I mean, we have practical superpowers. I'll admit it's not as fancy as shooting your eye lasers and cutting people in half like Homelander. But sometimes, okay, yeah, great. I have a real superpower, and it's practical.
You heard me.
Nobody else.
What did you say? I didn't hear anything.
Well, that was the point. Only because you're out on the remote, so you didn't hear what I said.
Yeah, you can't hear behind the stuff that I don't even know if it's on the air or being whispered in my ear.
It was in your ear.
I got you.
And that's my superpower. Thank you.
So anyway, there's a lot of Cal superpowers out here. Can we stop giving Cal a superpower? Because none of it is nice.
I thought a superpower was knowledge.
Knowledge is power.
Well, that's what was asked. Is Hannah's power, is knowledge her power? And the answer is probably no. Apparently, it was Ryan Finley's car she was putting stuff in.
Packing for him.
Packing for stuff for him on his way. Art just got confirmation. 757 ESPN 97.5. Hey, let's talk about that wonderful game last night, Del. That wonderful.
Well, I didn't see it, so it's going to be hard for me because I was out when the first quarter was going on, and I was like, what is this? Oh. And I'm not watching the rest of this, so I can't speak to it.
There was no reason to watch NBA basketball last night. And we'll tell you why.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.